Hey guys, welcome to Double the T Podcast. I'm your host Megan.
And I'm Sarah Ann, and we are
the Umby Twins.
Welcome back!
Welcome back to another episode of Double the T.
Of Double the T,
where we spill absolutely no
so
tea.
So much tea.
We only spill our own tea.
We've name-dropped a few things.
That's true, but it's always about us, though.
I do want to say, so sorry to anyone who did not want to be name-dropped. We're going to really try to work on that, but no promises.
I feel like if I had, like, a funny story and somebody, I feel like I would maybe.
Yeah,
I
guess if it was, like, a negative story.
Yeah, that's true.
We don't need to name drop, so.
That's true.
If you wronged us, we probably will say your name.
We'll try to bleep you out.
But anyways.
So anyways, let's talk about what we want to talk about.
Well, yeah. So today, honestly, we just got back from the beach, so we wanted to talk about our beach trip and then.
Which I know you're confused because I look just as pale as I did before. But I did, in fact, go to the beach.
And also, did I go to the beach 2 weeks prior? I did.
She did.
I did.
She did.
This was my fourth beach trip. And I know what you guys are thinking.
So annoying.
Sarah.
We hate her.
That is insane.
We hate you.
Honestly, I will say, to me, it felt like a lot. Like, it was fun, but it did feel like a lot.
In a congested, what? Okay, so family beach trip.
I went on my solo beach trip.
Your solo,
family,
and then
my mother-in-law and sister-in-law, and then the girls trip. So, it honestly was a lot.
Like, and three of them were at St. Pete.
No, two of them. Just my...
No, solo. Oh, I don't know where you guys went.
We go to Destin.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right, so different. Anyways, so... That was my
Sarah
last
just decided
beach trip.
To take a tour of
Maybe.
Florida.
Maybe. I had so many people message me and they were like, oh, shocker, you're at the beach. I'm like, I know. Which is kind of funny because
I know, like the year prior to that, did we even go? I didn't go. I haven't been to the beach in 2 years.
With Destin's family, we went.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Good times.
Maybe I make it a thing. I don't know. Which is funny because I'm like 1,000,000%. Like, I have no desire to move to the beach. Like,
yeah.
Can I be very, very clear? No desire. Zero desire. In fact,
you had moved there before me.
This past weekend, I was so hot. It was so hot.
I didn't think it was that bad. But I stayed under an umbrella the whole time, so.
I wasn't because all the chairs were taken, so I was in the sun and it was so hot.
Dude, I was just like, whatever corner of the shade I could get in, I was shrinking my body to
Yeah,
that.
And you took up the last corner because
whatever,
I felt like
dude, don't even act like you weren't trying to go out there and bake. Not the whole time. Maybe not the whole time.
I was trying to be in the sun.
You should have been like, Megan, could we switch places for a minute? Because I'm
Well, I kind of feel bad.
Getting burnt.
Some of these, like, the moms, like, they don't want to be in the sun.
Yeah,
like,
but you can talk. You can ask me.
And you wouldn't want to either.
Yeah, but, you know.
Anyways, so we went on a beach trip with our girlies.
It was such a good trip.
Yeah. So we all turned 30 this year. And these are our girls from literally middle school.
One of them we were best friends since kindergarten.
Yeah.
Like, she was like our best friend since kindergarten. But all the other ones we met in seventh grade and we were inseparable ever since then. A group of six of us, which is already kind of rare.
Six of us. And then,
we added my best friend Taylor, our producer. She's not here right now.
Yeah.
She came into our group when we were in sophomore year in high school.
Yeah, high school. And we called ourselves, this is really embarrassing, we called ourselves Sexy Seven. Yeah,
well,
we called ourselves that.
Well, okay, we called ourselves a Sexy Six in middle school because that's
there's
six of us. And then we added Taylor and we were like, oh my gosh, we can still use this with seven. So Sexy Seven.
Which is embarrassing. Because it was self-proclaimed.
But
sexy.
You know what? Yeah, like we're in middle school. There's nothing sexy happening in middle school.
Literally.
Especially
nothing.
When we were in middle school. Like we were
braces,
all
braces.
Ew, we were all
the
we didn't have we didn't have Instagram to tell us what was like trendy or not. So like let's just like drop some trends at the time. So Sarah Ann used to
it's not just a me thing. This was
dude,
a
I've
thing.
I only ever saw you do this where Sarah Ann would she would section off half of her head and she would straighten the bottom half and then she would scrunch the top half.
It
of
honestly
her hair.
Was actually impressive.
It
The process
for sure.
It was a process. Okay, let's talk about Megan's terrible
place.
Half of your head was banged. Megan's bang line.
Y'all,
I think
it's like, did I cut that myself? There's no way a professional did that for me. But I kind of feel like, I don't think
it
I did that
so
myself.
Bad. It literally was.
It was, this is the, where my bangs started was half, and they were
thick.
They were so thick, and I am not a bang face. Like,
no,
it was so bad. If I think about it. While I'm editing this, I will try to drop a picture.
And then one of our friends from this group, she got a perm, and she looked, it was like, But her haircut was so bad. It looked like it was like a permed mullet. It was so bad.
She literally got a perm, but then the woman cut this like really bad layers that started at the top of her head. So she had a mullet that was permed.
So we would put pictures of her and her poodle next to each other because they looked like twins. It was so bad.
Do you remember? I remember going to school that day and I saw her and I was like, hey, Jessica, what's up, girl? Well,
there's another name.
Okay, listen, sorry.
She knows
this happened. She knows she had this bad mullet perm.
It was so bad, and we all were being such supportive friends. We were like, you look so good. I did mean it.
She's always beautiful. I mean, she's beautiful, so, you know, whatever haircut she has is fine, but it was bad. It was the worst of her haircuts. Okay, other trends. Gaucho pants.
The Rocket Dog shoes. North Face, remember the North Face little...
Were they purses?
Fanny packs. The fanny packs. Remember those?
Vaguely.
Oh, vaguely. I'm trying to get one back, actually.
Yeah. Dude, I'm all about a fanny pack.
Oh, same. I love a good fanny pack.
Okay, also, do you remember the Bermuda shorts? And I we try would wear not to. The plaid Bermuda shorts. I actively try shorts.
Not to remember those, yeah.
Ew. Talk about looking just... so butchy. Just bad.
So butchy. And the girls now, because, you know, I taught high school, the girls looked like 30-year-old women.
Beautiful.
Hair perfectly done. Makeup.
Just stunning.
I mean, a different person because of their makeup.
It stunning. Was so they bad. All look beautiful. We looked terrible.
So yeah, we all looked so bad.
We looked terrible. What other trends were there? There was the gaucho pants, remember? And then we would wear, because we had to wear dress code in high school. This was back when, like, our public high school had to wear dress code. And do you remember we would wear...
It was pretty strict, too.
Yeah, it was. We would have to wear a polo shirt. And then we would tucked into our khaki pants with a belt. And we would all wear the American Eagle, or no, it was Aeropostale. Like, there were, like, these, like, knitted long sleeve, like, shirts on top of our polo shirts. It was always also about, like, brands. And remember if, like, you had, like, Hollister Abercrombie pants or like a shirt. It was like that was so
which
cool.
Was not in our favor when
which
we were
also
not...
did not have the money for that.
Yeah, we so. Were definitely
Aeropostale gals.
Yeah, we were. we were the off-brand Hollisters.
We've always
no
been
regrets.
Off-brand.
No
we've
regrets.
Always been
some
off-brand.
Things never change.
Oh man, those were the days. Yeah, though. And our makeup, we had like the black eyeliner. This so bad. Like we all looked like raccoons.
Yeah, it was great.
Just great times.
We were really beautiful. If we're not picturing, or if you're not picturing a really beautiful
you know
beautiful
what,
photo.
Though? It's like, I feel like we all have to have our ugly stage. You know, if you don't have your ugly stage, you're just going to have it later in life. So sorry, girls. That.
And I'm like, we just got out of it, actually. It was
we got out of it yesterday. So.
Or some people are like, you're still in it.
I need to break it to you. You're still in your ugly stage. You know, whatever. We're fine with that. But anyways, back to the beach. So these were our best friends since middle school.
Just the actual best human
And we
beings.
All turned 30 this
and
year.
And one of our best friends, she turned 30 while we were at the beach. And it was
she was
so
the
fun.
Last of our group to turn 30.
It was just so fun.
It was such a great trip. It's like all of us, you know, four of us live here. And then one lives in Texas, one lives in Colorado, and then another lives in Marietta, close to Atlanta. So we've all kind of spread out. And so just being able to come together, like we don't get to all be together. The last time we were all together was a year ago in Nashville.
Yeah.
So just like getting all back together. But it's, you know, y'all know those people in your life where it's like you could not see each other for, you know, a year or more. And then when you get together, it's like no time has passed. And that's literally the girls.
Yeah. It's like those people in your life that you know 100% will be in your life till the day that you die. Like, truly, those are these girls. And have nothing but just incredible things to say
They're
about them.
They're just so wonderful. It's like a puzzle, like a 7-piece puzzle.
Because we were all so different.
So different.
We all... like, just personalities were a little bit different. Our interests were different. Just, we were all very different, but we worked so well together, and we clung. So, it's like, in high school, one of my favorite things was, you know, I mean, I don't know about other people's high school experiences, but we weren't, like, party girls. We didn't, like, go out and, like, drink and, like, do drugs. Like, we just didn't do that kind of thing.
Yeah,
but
none of us.
It was like other people might have been out doing that stuff, but we were like at one of our homes, like having like dance battles between each other, or like doing like we would do like America. We did like Cleveland's Next Top Model, or we would like do like runway shows. It's so
we would literally do like, I mean, y'all remember America's Next Top Model, iconic, right? what was her name?
Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks. And so we would call it Cleveland's Next Top Model, and we would have competitions where, like, say, like, you were, like, you know, this, like, brand of lipstick, and so you'd, like, wear a lipstick, and then one of us would, like, take pictures, and so then we would compare the pictures, like, whose picture was better. It was so embarrassing.
And then for one of them we did...
And then the finale. Oh, one of them,
no,
yeah.
One of them we did, who's the best, like, bald model, so we put, like, pantyhose on our set.
Yes. And then we took pictures in pantyhose on our head looking like we were bald.
Will we resurface these? Absolutely not. Are we sending these to America's Next Model? Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely we are. So then the very last, like, challenge, like, we would, like, nick, like, the judges would, like, get one of us off every round. And then the very last challenge would be a runway show.
Iconic. Truly.
There is one runway show that we did. And honestly, if we can get our hands on this video, I will be uploading it onto this episode. But one of them, Kelsey and Sarah Ann, made it to the final, the finale.
And they had to
do,
made it to the runway.
They had to do a runway show. And then at the very end of this runway, they had to pose. But the end of the runway, we had a little obstacle. It was like these, like, two stools that, like, they were like ottomans from our Fringe Chorus house. And so they had to step up on the ottomans, and then they had to strike their poses, and then they had to get off of the ottomans.
In heels. We have no business being in heels.
Yeah, it was like the heels where we were, like, trying to wear, like, 18-inch heels, but we're, like, wobbling, like, baby giraffes in them.
So bad.
And so Kelsey walks down first, and she goes down, she gets up on there, she strikes her poses, and then as she's striking her poses, the two ottomans separate, and she, like, falls through it. So then at this point, Sarah Ann is starting her runway. She sees Kelsey fall down there, and she starts laughing so much. She pees
everywhere.
She's peeing down
everywhere. Down the runway.
The runway. Okay. But let me just tell you, Sarah Ann, she faked it. She, Sarah Ann was
still striking those poses. I'm freaking. I'm like,
she said,
what, Tyra Banks? Yeah. You got nothing on me.
You ain't seen this pee girl, pee pee girl before. And she, I don't even know who won, but it was just so,
was
all
so
of us
fun.
Were dying laughing. That's what, guys, we were in high school.
Or we made, like, we were in high school. We made calendars, and maybe we should just.
No, we made calendars.
We made calendars. And it would be like, mine's like January, and then I would like.
It was like our birthday month would be like, so we would like take a picture or whatever.
We were like wrapped ourselves up in like wrapping,
like,
paper.
No, Taylor's birthday was in December, so we all wrapped up in.
No, that was me, you, and Sydney did that for January.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so anyways, we wrapped in wrapping paper, and, like, so every month, so, you know, there was, like, a theme. So, like, October, we all did.
We, like, dressed up, like, as Indians, and, like, yeah.
No, that was November for Thanksgiving. October, we dressed up as princesses.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Disney
and
princesses.
Wasn't I the lion? I'm like, that's not even a princess. I'm pretty sure I was Simba.
No, I don't think you were.
I don't know.
Weren't you Ariel?
No.
Anyways.
I think I was a lion. Not even a
so
princess.
Yeah, so embarrassing. And then one of them,
we did. Remember, we took the, like, we were all. No, we will skip it.
We were at the pool. We were at the pool. We took a picture at the pool, and that was in our own calendar. And we printed them off and made an actual calendar for all
that
of,
we
all
used.
Staff. And do we still have it to this day? Of course we do.
I don't know. We're probably.
Are you kidding me? That comes out. That is one of the things I will bring with me if the tornado hits the house.
That calendar
is living.
We just would do, like, just fun. But it was fun. Like, we rolled, like, every weekend. I mean, everybody was a victim of our rolling.
Yeah. And, yes. Yes. And also rolling, aka TPing, if you're from the north. But, yeah, like, that was our weekends, is we would
those
just.
Those are some of my favorite memories, was going and TPing in the middle of the night.
Our friend Jessica's mom, we would all get in her minivan, and we would go to Walmart, and we'd get all the toilet paper.
Spend all of our allowances, which was like $15.
On our toilet paper.
For six girls, I mean, that's like, seven girls, that's freaking like,
that's a lot
60
of toilet
bucks
paper.
Of
Let
toilet
me just
paper.
Tell you, a lot of toilet paper. And then we would go and, like, roll, and it was like the same houses we would roll on repeat. And then the next weekend, they would roll our house, just
back and
forth.
But the problem was, is that because me and Megan were twins, everybody knew who was rolling then. Like, our group
and
was
also
rolling
we
then.
Would hang out at our house a lot. So,
yeah.
Like,
but
they would,
the problem was, is that we would pick a victim and we would roll them. And then when the victim was trying to get somebody back, they knew it was like this big group of us, but how could they make the most, you know, whatever
impact
do two people? Like, all, obviously, we lived in the same home. So we got rolled.
We got rolled
so many times.
My parents would just be like, hey, girls. They'd call us on Saturday morning. Hey, girls, come over. It's happened again. And, like, it was just like a routine thing.
It was Yeah, I remember three weekends out of the month we got rolled. It was every, which we were rolling people, so it's like we deserved it.
But there was one time we got rolled so bad, and they forked our yard. It was a group of 10 guys.
10 senior guys forked our house. And not only that, they were really smart about it because they would stick the fork in our yard and then they would break the top of it off. So it was just like the little...
Hundreds.
It looked like forks. It snowed. It looked like there was actual snow on the ground.
If you had seen a picture, and again, if I think about this, I will post all these pictures. But yeah, it looked like it had snowed in our yard with how many forks were in there. And so I remember the next day being so freaking sore in my butt. This is before I worked out. Because we were just like army crawling.
Did our parents help us? No.
No, of course they didn't. Of course not. Should they have? No. They shouldn't have.
But it would have been nice. Oh, it was so bad, but so much fun.
Like, that's what we did in high school. I don't know what high school kids are doing now. Like, what are they doing now?
Are you guys rolling? You guys need to roll people.
Yeah. So fun. I have not seen a house be rolled. Are we
here? Call us. We will go and show you how it's done.
Are we rolling this weekend?
Who would we even roll?
You know what? That would be so fun if one weekend, all of us girls, we go roll just at one of the houses, maybe one of them that one of them live at. Or one of the old, like the parents.
They would be like, who the crap?
We would leave our signature.
They would know. They would know who it was. They would know.
Especially if they listen to the podcast. But
anyways, so much. We just would do such, it was just fun. We had so much fun. Like people, I think, have crappy high school experiences. We had a great high school experience. But
you know what? Also, we didn't have social media. True. So it's like, I feel like that's what people, you know, you sit around on your phones on social media. It was like, we had to come up with our own entertainment, which was Cleveland's Next Top Model, rolling people's houses, doing dance battles.
And it was so fun.
It was so fun. So we just had...
So these are our girls. They're just...
These are our girls that we got to spend the beach trip with.
Just totally amazing. And it was so fun because, like, the day that Kelsey turned 30, we, like, all went to the beach. And we got this, like, big blanket. We just, like, sat on the beach and we talked about kind of, like, what we want in our 30s, and which I guess we can kind of move on to kind of what we were talking about, or like what we want this podcast to be about, which is adult friendships. I think, at least for me, this feels like a really relevant topic and something I've been kind of like, I don't know, wrestling with a little bit, you know, at the end of my 20s and now in my 30s. I'm like, okay, what do friendships look like to me now? What do I want my friendships to look like now? And it's different than in your 20s.
It's different because it's harder. You know what I mean?
It's like, it's so much harder.
Especially even with us being, you know, a group of friends that we've, you know, been best friends for 18 years, like it has still been challenging because, you know, when you go in your later 20s, it's like your life just separates. You know, you go to different colleges, you have different relationships, partners, husbands. You move to different places, you have kids, like some of us have kids. So it's like, it's been a challenge for us all to stay connected just because our lives are so different now. Like in high school, we were together every single day, but like we don't have that luxury anymore. So
growing up in school, I feel like friendships are just easy because it's, you're around these people. You're just around them all the time. So it's easy. Even college, like you're around these people all the time. So it's like now.
And also, when you're so young, it's like all you have are your friends. Like that's all your life is, you know, is maintaining those friendships.
And you're all always in the same stage of life. Like you're all just in high school together. It's not like anybody's has kids or is married. It's like,
yeah. And then we all just went to college. Great, 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 great. But then it was like, as we started, like Kelsey got married first and that was, you know, a different dynamic. And so it has been challenging.
Yeah. And I'll never forget because I was, I guess one of the girls in our group that got married later in life. I mean, I got married when I was 27, which, I mean, I don't think is late, but...
You were the fifth one of us to get married?
Yeah, I was the fifth one to get married, and so...
Was it the fifth?
Yeah, I was the fifth. So, I just distinctly remember Kelsey, when she got married first, and then you, and like, and then she started having kids, and then you kind of started having kids, and I remember, it was honestly, like, it was really hard for me, to be honest, because I felt like you guys were, like, moving on in your lives, and I felt like, I mean, I just wasn't. It wasn't my fault. I just wasn't moving forward in that way yet, and I've never in my life felt so irrelevant, like, I mean, really irrelevant, because then you guys would get together, and it would just be like...
Well, of course, like, we're just talking about our kids at
that point. Like, your kids, and then you're talking about, like, being married, and I'm, like... I literally can't relate to a thing that you're talking about. And it, you know, and it just, and on it, unfortunately, I do think that it kind of caused some separation between like me and these, like even you at the time and then these friends, where it's just like, it was unfortunate. And I think, and me and Kelsey have even had honestly several different heart to hearts about it, because it was really difficult for both of us. Cause I think she felt me pulling away, but she didn't know why. And I felt just irrelevant and I didn't know how to connect anymore. And so I do feel like it kind of like made us go in a different direction for a little bit. And we've had really good conversations, but it's just difficult. It's really difficult.
It's hard because when you're young, your lives look the exact same. But then when you get older, your lives don't look the same anymore. And like Sarah said,
that's
you're in different stages. Yeah. And so it's like, it's hard to relate and to connect when your lives are so different. Even with people that you have been best friends with for your whole life, you know, struggling to connect with those friends, much less trying to find new friends, you know?
Yeah, trying to find new friends is...
it's hard.
Because then, too, I think about, okay, well, Sarah Ann, you're not in your 20s anymore. Like, what do you actually want in a friendship? And the harsh reality is that I have very limited time, and even a harsher reality because of the job that me and you have, I have very limited emotional capacity anymore. Like, I feel like my emotional bucket is borderline flowing over. So I feel like I don't have the emotional availability to, like, look for new friends. No, I feel like I'm, like, so, like, I emotionally care about all my clients. And, like, I just feel like I'm full.
Yes, okay, yeah, okay.
And I don't feel like I have the availability for, like, outside friendships or seeking new friendships, because I'm, like, I don't know where to put them. You know, and that stinks.
And also, it's also hard. I think us, for me and you specifically, being introverts in a very extroverted job where all day long we're pouring into people and they're pouring back in us. And we're so thankful for our jobs. But at the same time, when you're an introvert, you really need time by yourself. So it's like when we're not at work, it's like I'm just trying to like be a hermit. It's like I with my family, with Josh and Josh and Aria, I'm just trying to like be at my house. And like a weekend where I don't have to leave my house is like a dream, you know? So, we're just trying to like refuel for when we again have to on Monday morning pour back into our clients and stuff. And so it's hard in those breaks to even want to like go and hang out with people, because it's like we're just so drained. And so it's trying to find a balance of that, of like,
but I think like that's a desire that I have for my 30s. And like we kind of talked about like when we were all sitting there at the beach and it was like the sun setting, and we're talking about kind of what we want out of our 30s. And like mine is really just to have like more emotional availability in my life for the people that matter the most to me. And it's truly like my family, obviously Dustin, but then these friendships that do mean a lot to me, or even space for new friendships. Like, because when I get to be 80, I'm not going to be thinking about, and I do think like your 20s, you got to grind, like you got to work hard, put in the hours. Like, I really do think your 20s are for that, establishing who you're going to be, like the career person you're going to be, and all these things. But it's like, man, and when I get, now that I'm in my 30s, I'm like, all of that is great, but can I put myself in a place to be more present in these relationships that do matter a lot to me? And so that's a goal that I have for my 30s. I'll let you guys know when I get to 40.
You got 10 years to accomplish that goal.
You guys are like, at 40, you guys are like, you still sucked. And I'm like, cool.
I mean, I think that's a really awesome goal, and one that I think you are closer to that goal than I am.
I do think so.
So I think I have a little bit of envy for that.
That's like also a huge desire that I have for you too.
Which I get, and it's just this constant, like, I love my job. And so, you know, and I'm so passionate in my job. I'm so passionate about my clients. My clients are my friends, really. Like, they really are. And those are relationships that really matter to me. But it's just the nature of who I am as such an introverted person that I just get so drained with so much people interaction that it's really hard. You know, it's really hard for me on those times where I do have time, or just like weekends. It's really hard for me to make that choice. But I'm really trying, like, I really am trying actively to, even though I feel super drained in times, to do those things and to go and hang out with people. I'm not great at it. And this is like, you know, we're giving advice on adult friendships when I could say we aren't even great at it ourselves.
I don't think we are. I really don't. And that makes me so sad. I'm like, I want to be known as like a great friend, but it's like, I don't feel like I can be when I don't have, like, the emotional availability. I don't. That's, like, that's sad to me.
Yeah. It's, we're not going to cry, but just a little bit.
Us, like, sobbing on the beach. It's like, yeah, that stinks.
It does. It's hard because you care about these people so much, but then you
It's like, but I want these people to know I care about them, you know, and if I...
But then it's this balance of, like, how do you prioritize yourself and your own, like, needs and, like, refueling yourself, but then also pouring into other people. It's just this hard balance that we've not figured out.
Clearly we
we're open to advice.
So that really is, like, that's a, yeah, for real, literally crying. That really is, like, a major goal of mine.
Yeah.
And I do feel like I'm making steps in the right direction towards that, and I'm like, so excited for that, you know?
I'm really excited for
so.
You.
So.
Well, and then also, you know, maybe we should just give advice. Like, we were talking to one of my other best friends, Sydney. She just moved to Marietta, Georgia. And she's like, you know, she doesn't know anybody there. So it's like, she's like, you know, over the beach trip, she was like, how do you guys make friends? Like, you know, and she's really trying to, like, put herself out there. And so I just thought maybe thinking about, like, offering some tips on, you know, where to start when it comes to, like, trying to find adult friendships. And I was thinking about, you know, we knew we were going to be talking about this topic. So I've been thinking about it. And, you know, for me, it's like, you know, start with the people that are around you a lot, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, my job, who's around me every day, you know? And I'm really blessed that I work with women that I get along with really, really well. I know that a lot of, you know, people are not in that same situation, but, you know, I'm in a job where I get along with my coworkers really well. One of them is one of my closest friends. And, so my suggestion is just, like, who are you around? And is there anybody that you're around every day that you, like, I like her, you know, like, she's funny, or I, like, connect with her, like, really trying to cultivate that more in your workplace and outside of your workplace. I think that's a place to start, you know, with adult friendships, or just, like, where can you go where there are groups of people, like church, like, putting yourself in a life group, or like a
workout class or something, like that.
A gym is such a good place to find friendships.
Yeah.
Like, when I used to go to the Y and work out at the Y all the time, you know, you a lot of people are, you know, in habits, and they go to the gym at the same time every day or whatever, like, the same times at certain days in the week. And so when you go to the gym, you oftentimes, if you go at the same times, you're going to see the same people. So, like, you know, just if you see a girl that's like, you know, like, hey, I really like your workout outfit. Where'd you get that at? Just, like, trying to start conversation and make connections with other people that you're around all the time. And, you know, you may not like that person, but, like, what if you, like, really connect with them? I've made so many friends at the gym.
Yeah, one of my closest friends is, she's, you know.
Yeah, Savannah, that you met at the gym.
Love her with every ounce of my being, yeah. And we would have never, I mean, I would never know her if it weren't for the gym, you know. And I even, which, this is just, like, an example, but another thing to do is, like you said, like, being kind of intentional about these different interactions that you have. Like, this was a while ago, and I posted about it, but it was, like, I went to Target one day. I was just doing some shopping or whatever, and I saw this guy that I know from Cleveland, and he's married, and he's got, you know, they've got kids and stuff, and so his wife was there, but I'd never met his wife before, and so he was like, oh, Sarah Ann, you know, this is my wife, whatever, and he was like, you finally get to meet her, whatever. So we were, like, chatting, and me and her were chatting more than even me and him, and it was, like, kind of an instant where I was like, I like this girl's vibe. Like, she was really cool, you know. She could have easily been kind of standoffish because it's, like, her husband knows this female, but she was so cool. And anyways, and so we ended up, like, immediately following each other on social media, and then we, like, went for coffee the next week because we were like, hey, like, let's actually get together. And I don't think I'm good at that. Like, I don't think I'm good at going out of my way to be like, hey, let's do this.
Yeah.
And when are you available? Not like, we should do this.
Yeah,
but
just like, yeah.
A year later, you've not done it, you know? And so, and I could be way better at that. But I'm just saying, like, being, like you said, going out of your way, but then also kind of being really intentional about these interactions that you have. And yeah, and it's, I think it's okay, too, when you get, because, again, when you get married and you've got kids and all the, like, the reality is that your time is limited. So kind of have a list of, like, what you desire out of a friendship. Like, what does that look like for you? And for me,
like you talked about, like, you know, health is really important to us. So at a gym, who's around here that I could potentially connect with? Like, they obviously care about their health if they're here. Like, you know, so that's a connection that's important to me. Just, like, like I suggested, you know, with Sydney, or me and Sydney talked about, like, you know, a church group, like maybe there's like a family with young kids, a group at church, you know, and so that's somebody you already immediately have a connection, your young family with young kids, you know, and it's something that you both value, which is, you know, your spirituality, your Christianity, your faith. So going places, and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like you were just talking about.
Yeah, maybe don't go to a bar or something.
Yeah, maybe not go to a bar to make a friend. Like, yeah. Go somewhere that, like...
But, or if that's your vibe, go to a bar to make a friend. So just being, like, really intentional and then figuring out, like, what you really are, like, wanting out of a friendship. And then also being willing, and I'm pointing the fingers at myself, being willing to, like, go out of your way and, like, really do the work. And again, these are my goals for my 30s.
Yeah, we're just, like, talking as people that suck at this.
Yeah, we're not good at it. And I hate that because my friends, like, some of my sweetest memories are with, like, just my friends.
My favorite memories in my life.
Oh, a lot of my favorite memories. You know? So, yeah. So, if you guys have any ideas, send them my way.
Hold us accountable.
Or if you want to be friends. Yeah. Send in your application to be my friend.
We need resumes.
Really easy.
Yeah. And we understand if you don't want to be our friend.
Yeah, we get it.
Everyone's like, you suck as a friend. I'm not
going to
be your friend.
We're not your friend. I'm like, yeah, samesies. But yeah, anyways, it was a really fun beach trip. And we got to kind of, I don't know, just
reconnect with girls
that mean the absolute world to us. And also kind of look at the next decade of our lives, and which is exciting.
It was really cool. And, you know, for those of you, you know, I don't know how old all of you are, but it was cool to look at this past decade and, like, reflect on, you know, 10 years. That's a lot of time. And, like, so much has happened in that decade. And so also, like, we got, like Sarah said, we went around and said goals for the next decade, you know. And that was cool, too. You know, it was just, like, a good, you know, we set, like, you know, New Year's goals or whatever. But it's, like, where do you want to be in 10 years? Like, what's your goal for this next 10 years? And, yeah, there's, like, you know, I'd like to be in a different house or, like, whatever, you know. But we were setting, like, well, I guess we didn't really have a specific, but a lot of us were, you know, about, like, relationship goals is kind of where a lot
and
of
like,
them were.
Yeah, what do you want your life to look like in 30 years? Like, okay.
Or not, well, in 10
or,
years.
Or, sorry, in 10 years. Yeah, 10 years. But, I don't know. It was good.
It was great.
It was very good.
Long story short, our beach trip was great. Number
and
two.
We suck as friends.
We suck as friends.
I'm just kidding. We're getting better. It's my goal.
We're trying. But anyways, thank you guys so much for joining
thank
us today
guys.
On this episode of Double the Tea, where we spilled not very much.
A whole lot of no tea.
Join us next week. Thank you guys.
See you guys.
Bye.